When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness from TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. You know where to find me at. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I am diagnosed with Narcissistic Personality Disorder, NPD, and I use my platform to raise awareness for Narcissistic Personality Disorder, get more people into therapy on all sides of the dynamic, and validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Woo! Under 30 seconds. I said that all in under 30 seconds. So today's episode is going to be about the conditional love of a person with narcissistic personality disorder. The conditional love of a narcissist. I get so many questions, y'all, like in my comment section, in my inbox, asking me like, hey, can a narcissist love people? Can a narcissist love people? Hey, you know what you haven't answered? Can a narcissist love us? Can a narcissist love their children? Can a narcissist love anybody but themselves? Do narcissists love themselves? I get so many questions about narcissistic love and things like that, y'all. So, I always answer that question with a question. How are they treating you? You can tell a lot about a person through how they are treating you. Are they treating you like you love, like they love you? If you treated them the same way that they are treating you, would they think that you love them? Because a lot of times the answer is going to be no. If you think you are dealing with a narcissist, you are feel like you are asking that question because they are not treating you like they love you. They probably, like, I tell people this all the time, narcissists fall in and out of love very, very quickly because the love a narcissist can give you is very, very conditional. A love a narcissist gives ourselves, yeah, I feel like it's conditional as well, but we're going to focus on the love that, you know, narcissists give to their significant others, to their kids, and things of that nature. Like I said, a narcissist's love is very, very conditional. It comes with, there are strings attached. As long as you don't violate those conditions, you get that love, you'll get that appreciation, you'll get that affection and things of that nature. But the millisecond that you violate one of those conditions that a narcissist has set forth, and here's the kicker, you probably don't know what those conditions are. You probably have no idea what the conditions of a narcissist's love are, and they are very, very, they vary between person to person. Everybody's conditions is not going to be the same. Everybody has different things that they will tolerate and will thing and change or will not tolerate. So when you're dealing with a narcissist, literally, when you're dealing with a narcissist, if you violate one of those conditions, that love, that affection, that tenderness they were giving you, lights out. The lights go out and they don't come back on. They might come, they flicker back on if you try to leave them. Because like, even though you violate one of those conditions, a narcissist sometimes won't get rid of you. They'll keep you around for years, treating you terribly. For years, for decades, treating you terribly. Because they know, like, because a narcissist thinks that they, like, it's kind of like trying to get you back to the beginning of the relationship too. Trying to get you back to the beginning, how they felt about you in the beginning. They'll keep you around. Like, we will keep you around because we think we can get you back to that point, to get you back to that person if you listen to us. But a lot of times it doesn't work because it's unachievable. You can't go back to who you used to be because you violated one of those conditions, and a narcissist will hold it against you for the rest of your life. For all of eternity, the narcissist will hold it against you, whatever condition it is. And sometimes, like, the condition could be as small as you sleeping with somebody else before y'all got together. So that, like, you might have slept with somebody else before y'all even knew each other existed, and they find out about it. They might, because it's somebody that they know. You slept with somebody that they know 10 years before y'all met, and you just happen to bring it up in conversation. Oh, you know, you know them? Oh yeah, we messed around a couple times like 10 years ago. It was just, you know, just platonic, nothing serious, whatever, casual, nothing serious. So we just did it a couple times. Now you have lost that love. That's pretty much like cheating. You might as well cheat on them. You literally might as well go out and cheat on them. Because that's how I felt. Because they don't think, because in their narcissist's eye, you don't look the same anymore. You're not the person that I met. Exactly it right there. you're not the person that they that we feel like we encountered at the person we felt like we fell in love with. Point blank, period. And I know this sounds silly, but like you are, the image of you change. The image of you changes, and you get this dynamic a lot too, because a lot of times when you're dealing with a narcissist, like they like the sex life will struggle as well. It'll go from being crazy to being just barely any time ever, or never at all. It'll go from 1-2 times a day to 1-2 times a month to 1-2 times every 2-3 months to just non-existent. And because the conditions change, you violated one silly ass condition and you don't know what it is. And if you ever ask a narcissist what you did wrong to them, if y'all are adults, they would tell you, you are an adult. Figure it out. You should know what you did wrong. And the reason why he can't tell you what you did wrong is because a lot of times they don't know what you did wrong to them. It's like such a subconscious thing that we literally don't know what you did wrong sometimes. It's like one day you wake up and you look at somebody differently. You wonder why they are there. Like, why are you here? Like, I know I can do better than you. Why are you in my life? Why am I with you? I know I can do better. Why are you here? And that's a question that I cannot answer myself sometimes. Like, why is this person here in my life? And I know, like I said, again, y'all, I know how ignorant this sounds. I know how stupid this sounds. I am very fully aware of how this sounds because it's coming out of my own personal mouth. I know people are like, Lee, that sounds crazy as hell. I know it sounds crazy as hell. It's coming out of my mouth. I understand this sounds crazy. But can a narcissist love? In my point of view, from my perspective, yes, a narcissist can love, but it comes with conditions, and it's typically not going to be the love that you need. It's not going to be the amount of love and care and affection that you need. You're not going to get that from a narcissist regardless. In the beginning, you will, and you'll try to get that back. My cheeks are still red from when he used to clap them in the beginning. You know what I mean? And he'll say something like, yeah, I still feel good from I used to clap new cheeks from the beginning. It's literally how it goes. You know, y'all know I had to sneak clapping cheeks in there because this is a little running joke between people. Like, you can just casually slip it in there. Yes, I have to now because it's kind of my thing now. It's kind of funny. But yeah, you'll hold on to that beginning person. You'll hold on to that potential because you know they have the potential to do it. I keep hearing that saying over and over again. I know they can do it. They used to do it. Why can't they do it again? Because they tired. Because they tired of holding up the facade of being in love with you when they don't feel the same way anymore. They're literally just tired. And like I said, a lot of narcissistic people, most ones I know that I have encountered, even including myself, we have very, very limited emotional capacity. So when it's just you and a narcissist, it's different between it's you and a narcissist. Now you got a dog here. It's you and a narcissist. Now you got a kid here. It's you and a narcissist. Now you got a dog here. Two kids here. You, the narcissist. Now you got a dog here and three kids here. There's not a love in that narcissist body or the narcissist personality to go around to every person in our lives. So you, because you've been around the longest, you need to understand that you're going to get the least. You're going to get treated the worst. Sometimes the narcissist will walk by you, give love to the kids, the dogs, or whatever, and that's it. You don't get anything, male or female, point blank, period. That's how it goes. And because there's limited emotional capacity. And plus, you violate one of those conditions. And a lot of times, sometimes it gets to the point where narcissists will actually start to blame you for the lack of where they're going in life. They'll actually start to blame you for giving them kids, for y'all will plan, and this is male or female, y'all. This is not just men. Y'all will plan to have kids together. And after you have those kids, the narcissist will literally start to blame you for y'all having a family together. Because y'all have this family, y'all holding, you held him back, or you held her back from achieving their real goals and dreams because you locked them down. You made them allocate too much of their time to this family dynamic. And some of them don't care. They'll just discard y'all and disappear. Male or female, they'll discard y'all and disappear. Just abandon the entire family. Don't look back because they feel like y'all holding them back. Or y'all all have all violated the conditions that they have set forth. And y'all, sometimes in those conditions are like on a sliding scale, because once you try to get that back, if you find out what the condition was that you violated, you'll spend an eternity trying to make up for it. You just will. You just will. I have a woman in my inbox, like literally right now, talk about like, this is the wildness of her story. It's like, she violated the condition, and now they live in separate countries. Now the narcissistic dude is like, you need to move over here and make it up to me. I'm like, what in the hell? And she's considering. I'm like, if you about to be you about to be a victim, literally a willing victim to go across for a bum ass dude too. I'm like, what in the hell? Some bum ass dude. It'd be blowing my mind. willing to pick up, leave your country to move over somewhere else for a bum ass dude. Jesus Christ. This guy, you walking into that. You literally are walking into it. And you know it because you messaged me. You think he's a narcissist and you know it. And you messaged me and you still going to try. They're right there. When people like that, after they move over there and they go through that situation and they reach out to me again, I look at it, I'm like, okay, that's what you get. That's how my mind works. You knew what you were getting into. You up and move countries, knowing that this person is a narcissist, knowing that they have a grudge against you, and now you want somebody to feel sorry for you. You will not get that from me. Point blank, period. And I was like, Lee, wow, that's coldly. I'm a narcissist. I told you. I keep telling you I'm a narcissist. I can turn the empathy off. Click, you get zero. I'm like, I told you, don't do it. I said, why would you do that? For a person that doesn't look, you can tell that this person is a narcissist. You can tell this person has a sliding scale of approval. You can tell this person is great, is silent treatment. We give you the silent treatment for, in a different country. You want to move over there with him? Yank. Empathy off. Point blank, period. Like, you're walking into that and you're going to get what you deserve. Promise you. Don't do stupid stuff like that. Y'all. Don't be stupid. 2021. For some love. For some, get your cheeks clapped. I've said too much. Anyways, y'all, I didn't want to go into a rant right there. Wait, let's go ahead and rant, y'all. Forget it. Let's go ahead and rant now. I got time tonight. It's Saturday night, so y'all, if you tell your friends and family, this is not just has anything to do with me. If you tell your friends and family that you met somebody and they're treating you terribly, they're doing this before y'all even get together, and your friends and family give you directions, say, hey, don't do that. We don't think that's a good idea. But you stupidly go against all the grain because you know better. And you go into this relationship dynamic and you waste 3, 4, 5 the rest of your life. Nobody cares. You got what you deserve. They'll turn their back on you. And you deserve to have your back turned on you because you think you knew everything. Point blank, period. You think you knew everything and you got what you damn well deserve. But I love them. I just met them online. I didn't meet them and I just now love them and I gave them my life. That's what you get. That's exactly what your ass gets. Stop being like, y'all. This is not no trauma bond. These are people you don't know. You don't know these people. You can't get trauma bond to somebody you don't know. What's the trauma at? Get to know people for who they really are. At least 90 days, y'all. At least 90 days. Give it 90 days. Don't give it a week. Don't give it 2 weeks. Give it 90 days and make smart decisions. You only get one life to live. Don't live it stupidly on somebody that does, and give somebody love that they don't deserve. Waste love on somebody that doesn't deserve it. Everybody keeps asking me, let's go back to the beginning of the video. Can narcissists love? Can you really love somebody? I would rather not be able to love somebody than to waste love on the wrong person for an extended period of time when you know you're doing it. When you know you're wasting love. You're like, I'm just going to try to outlove the stuff that he's been through. I'm going to try to give her more love than the stuff that she's been through in her life. I'm going to try to outlove the trauma that made them who they are. You cannot do that. You cannot change somebody's mind by giving them more of something that they already take for granted. They already taking your love for granted. So you think giving them more is going to make them change? No, hell no. They're going to look at you, waste your time, cheat on you, use you, abuse you, get rid of you. And then you're going to be broken and you'll be like, oh my goodness, I can't believe it. You can't believe it? 40 people told you to. You should believe it. But you think you knew everything. You think everybody's just going to listen to you and bring you back. Oh, come back. We're so sorry. No, that's what you get. That's what you deal with. You got a friend like me? I'm not going to talk to you again. That's what you get. Lee, I did it and I feel click. I'm cutting you off. Bye. That's what you get. Point blank, period. That's what you get. I be rooting for people. I don't root for people who are willfully dense. I get so many people in my inbox and say, like, I wish I had you so many years ago. I wish I could see, I had this information in front of me so many years ago. And I tell them, I was like, that's not true because some people have it right now. People are seeing it right now in real time and still choose to think they know more than I do. Stay in these relationships, go back into these relationships and look stupid. For what? To gain what? I hope this you gain some money or something. I hope it's more than sex. I literally hope it's more than sex. I hope you're getting some money. I hope you're getting something that's worth it. Because time, I don't know what's worth more than your time and your mental health, but I hope you're getting it. If something, I hope you are. Anyway, y'all, I cut this episode so I make my head hurt. I'm so mad at people nowadays. I really be getting mad when y'all be wasting y'all's time and y'all love and stuff like that. I really do. God, that irritates me more than anything to read these comments. Oh, and just to talk to some people. Dear God. Anyways, y'all. Be blessed. I know I went on a little longer this episode, but be blessed. Take care of yourself. Be strong. And don't waste your gift of love on somebody that does not deserve it. Mental illness is out. Peace.